when a lady who would be ready to have a child, what was the polite way of, today we say pregnant, but in the old days, what was the polite word for that?
Family way.
She'd be in a family way?
Family.
Who would help her have the child?
Midwife.
Midwife?
Some would, but my mother always had doctors, she didn't have.
Did you ever hear a midwife called a granny?
Yeah.
Old granny.
Old granny.
Granny woman?
Yeah, granny.
And if a child lost both his parents, in fact, your family, what was he known as? Just an orphan or?
Yeah, they call it orphan children.
I see.
Orphan children, yeah.
Would the court appoint somebody to look after him?
Generally did. Now, when, as I told you this morning, we moved to our grandpa, and he's appointed our guardian. But I told you the Gamma estate sold, and we children got our share of that. And then our grandmother died, and we got her share of her money. Mm-hmm. Well, the sheriff come to grandpa and called each child out and gave him his share, which is equal to Elva. But he had to make Grandpa Coffey guardian before he could do that.
See? Nice.
And then we turned our check over to Grandpa, and that was the last of it with us. See? Spent it like he saw that we need to.
I see, but the court did all that too.
But it had to go through a process of law before it could be divided up. You see, it had to be handled according to the law.
Mm-hmm. What would people say about a child whose mother wasn't married? What would be a word that they might use?
I think call him a bastard. I believe that's what they call him. You see, born out of wedlock, you see.
Would they say that to his face?
No, I wouldn't imagine they would.
They wouldn't.
The child wasn't to blame in most cases I knew about. They just tried to treat him as nice as they could, as though nothing happened, and didn't mention that to him, just make no slight remarks to him about that or her, which it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he couldn't help it, and
didn't
help matters to talk it, and but little humor about it.
Later on, if a member of the family got sick and died, would you describe how the family would take care of the whole thing, how to get the box for him, and what they would do with the body and things like that?
Well, way back before they had these funeral homes, things like that, generally the hardware man at Ackerman sold for the whole county, you see. It's
over. Yeah, but
you,
far back as when we first remember, they made the boxes.
Yeah, they made them.
Thing is about the box, you.
And laid them out after they was dead, you see. Laid them out and then made the box and put them in it, and they stayed there until they carried them to the grave.
I always had a certain place, a certain shop or somewhere where they're prepared to make them. And they lined these boxes with velvet and white lace and fix them, line them on that, cover them with black velvet and fix them up on the inside, put cotton in there, you know, and put this on top of it and lace all around. I remember
that well. I see. Would the family wear black? How would they show that they were?
The woman would wear black.
Mm-hmm. So if you saw a woman in town all in black, you'd say, was she?
She's in mourning.
She's in mourning.
Both wear it so long after her husband died. I just wondered.
I see. Would they take the body to the church, or just keep him at home?
They keep it at home until
they
went to the funeral, carry it to the church, and
away. Stay at home, generally, as a rule, morning, dig the grave that morning, get it ready for dinner time, you see, and then bury that evening. That was generally the rule, you see. And after they quit making their casket out at the shop where they did, a man in town got to buy them, and you go there, and after death you might have to go there in the night to get a casket and get it ready and get back home, you see, in order to have it ready for the next day. You go there at night,
mm-hmm.
and get it